Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome, be motivated, and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey team, Glenazar here. Welcome back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. I wanted to chat today about the fact that it is always possible to make things worse. Now, this is not some sort of negative diatribe that I'm going to go on about. This is actually a Stoic philosophy, specifically coming from Seneca. And it's this idea around the fact that no matter what you're going through, it could be worse. Jokingly, when I was in the military, when you're going through tough stuff, we'd be out bush and training and doing whatever, and the common line would be, it could be worse, it could be raining. Because as long as it wasn't pouring down rain while you're trying to dig your foxholes, you kind of felt like you were doing okay. And it's this idea that you were always looking for the fact that it could be worse than what it currently is. That's the positive side to it. The negative side is this, and this is where Seneca is coming from. If you're conscious of the fact that what you're going through right now, no matter how tough, could be made worse, then you will consciously focus on, hopefully, not making it worse. So what tends to happen, and we've probably all been here, is that when we find ourselves in a bit of a struggling situation, or we've been kicked in the guts a couple of times, and you know, one time, two times, oh, bad things happen in threes, we start looking for those extra bad things. What we can do is have this mindset that says, you know what, it doesn't matter anyway. My life's turned to crap. It's going to keep coming. There's nothing that I can do that can change this. And then we take less responsibility for our day-to-day, moment-to-moment actions after that, because it's as if life is already sucking. I may as well just do whatever. It doesn't matter. Now, I don't know about you, but I've most certainly in the past been caught in that mindset at some point, that it doesn't matter what happens, life just seems to keep coming at me. When we get into that mindset, we make a lot of bad decisions. Because we think, you know what, it's already bad. But if you're really honest, it can be worse. Now, I've experienced this with coaching people where I say to people, sometimes you've got to hit rock bottom. And sometimes when you think you've hit rock bottom, you haven't. You'll keep digging. You'll keep making things worse. You'll dig and dig and dig. So you're at rock bottom and then you're going deeper. And I've got to wait for you to hit a true rock bottom, for you to go, you know what, I'm done with this and I need to change, before we can make that change. When you are conscious of the fact that things could be worse, that you can make them worse, then hopefully you become conscious of every action that you take so that you don't make them worse. That's literally our one responsibility. When life is just absolutely kicking you in the guts, just keep saying to yourself, well, I'm not going to make it worse. This thing that I'm about to do right now, is it going to make it better or worse? Even if it's not going to change it, then it's still not making it worse. And I just love that whole concept, because I think we've all been down that road at some stage. The point of this is, if you're going through a struggle, if you're feeling life's a little bit tough at the moment, just focus on the fact that you can do some things to make it better in the moment. And then over time, you have the capacity to ride this thing out. You've just got to stay in the fight. But whatever you do, don't make things worse.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glen Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au. Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.